We're on Dav Vav Amid Aleph. Mafrishin Kayin Godel. We hear in the Mishnah, Shives Yamim Kaidem Yema Kippurim, Mafrishin Kayin Godel, Mi Beisei Lelishkas Parhedre. So the Gemara asks, Lama Mafrishin? Why are we Mafrish? So the Gemara says, Lama Mafrishin? What's the Shaila? We had already mentioned two mahalchim. Ila Rabbi Yochanan kede islay, ila Reish Lakish kede islay. Let us see what Rashi says. Ila Rabbi Yochanan kede islay, the yalef mimiluyim. Rabbi Yochanan said a droshem, kasher osa ba yoyim azeh, which was by the shivishim mimiluyim that there was a din prisha. Ziva Hashem lasis lechaper aleichem. So when lasis lechaper aleichem by Yom Kippurim, you also need tasherosa. Is also Ziva Hashem lasis lechaper aleichem. The Kohen Gadol that's going to be mechaper by Yom Kippurim also needs prisha. So there's a limud we learn out from the Shiva Shemay Meluim that you need prisha before Avodah Yom Kippurim. That's according to Rabbi Yochanan. Ila Reish Lakish. So Rashi says, Ila Rab Shimon ben Lakish, Kede Islay, the Yal of Misinai. Reish Lakish held, we learned out from Sinai, that Moshe Rabbeinu needed Prisha 6 days before he was Nichnes Lamach Neshchine. So the Ikedem Prisha 6 days. But what is the Shaila? What is the Shaila Loma Mafrishin? And for the Gemara, Hochi Koma, Mi Beisoi Loma Pirish. Why are you Mafrishim Me Ishtoi? That's very well that he has to go into Machna Leviye. He has to be Porush, but why does he have to be Porush Me Ishtoi? Let us see what Rashi says. Mi Beisoi Loma Pirish, Me Ishtoi Loma Pirish. Tavoy ishtoi imoy sham. That is, isha come together with him. Shrei al kolchachol ishkas parhedrin loy haisa kedusha. She'ein yeshive ba'azore. It didn't have kedushas azore because he was there 7 days. And then yeshive ba'azore elo malchi beizdov. Kol shken shchive. So al kolchach, if he's permitted to lay down in the Lishkas Parhedron, he was there 7 days, Al Kochach doesn't have Kedushas Azore. So if it doesn't have Kedushas Azore, so let him bring his wife there also. The Taisvus Rid says, the Lishkas Parhedron hoisa lifnim mishare nikner, and it zicher had Kedushas Azore. V'hodom rinin de ein yeshive bazore, ay, bezoi, Rashi asked a good kasha. How could you say there's kedushas azore? The ein yeshiva bazore. So he says, davke ba'avir ha'azore shenire keneged pesach ha'echo. That is davke the mokim, the avir ha'azore, that's nire keneged pesach ha'echo. Ve ein ze derech kovoid leishev odom lifnei ha'boirei. He says, the heichel already, if the heichel is pasuach, so that's considered his leishev lifnei aboire. So that was also, avo halishkois, even shoye benuyeis bazore, kivin shehem mukofais mechitze, but since they were not pasuach leheichel, they were mukif mechitze, muta lishen behem, kivin shein oimdim bavir hazore. So tak it had kedushas hazore, but the whole Issa Yeshiva was only on Avir HaZore. And he says, Teida, Shrei Kodshei Kodoshim Oichlim Bazore. Kodshei Kodoshim were eaten the Zore. So he asks, Amoyre de Kekash, V'chi Ba'amida Hoya Oichlim Oisam, if there's a klal that ain Yeshiva Bazore L'malchi Beis David, so they were standing and eating. Vanan be'inen l'moshcha, kotshim have to be eaten l'moshcha, derech achilas melochim. You can't eat stamazoi kotshim. So if you're eating standing up, there's no kviyas achila. Ela bevadai belishkois hoyu nechnosen vaoichlem. So the Tosfos Chit says that it's zicher as kedushas azore, and but the whole iser of yeshiva is davke aver azore. This the lishke is since the mukev mechitz is the not ba aver azore. Yeah. So that's the kasha. The kasha is mi beis eilam apirish. Before we go further, let us see Tosfos. Mi beis eilam apirish, perish Rashi, tavoi ishtoi imoy sham, let his wife come, sherei al kolchacho, Lishkas palhedren loy hoisek dushe, she'en yeshive ba'azore, koshken shrive. So Rashi learned that the Gemara's kasha was, that's what Tosfos understood, it doesn't have kedushas azore. V'kashelon, nehei de loy kedishe ki kedushas azore. So let us say it doesn't have kedushas azore. Mikol mokim kahar abayis hoisa, but zicha was kahar abayis. Damrin en perik ratos, de chol harabayis machne leviu. U balkeri en irishoili konis bemachne leviem. Doma bepsoch en perik elu dvorim, zov vechol zov, le rabbis balkeri. Vechol zov is malbe, a balkeri is osser bemachne leviem. Soi bezoi, so Tosfos understood, and we'll see from the Gemara's Teretz also, it would seem like that, that the Gemara asked that they should bring Ishtoi Imoi, that he should be able to be Mishamashim Ishtoi. In fact, Tosfos, how could he be Mishamashim Ishtoi? L'chayre, it's even though it doesn't have, this Mokin doesn't have Kedushas HaZoreh, but Al Kaponim it has Kedushas HaRabayis, which is Machna Leviyah, and Abalkeri is also by Machna Leviyah. Agavuche, the Ritva explains, and when the Gemara asked Akasha, mi beisa iloma pirish, so the Ritva says, the roi lases came, fakert. He should bring his wife together with him, kidei she yehei loi pas besaloi, lo yira loi keri biyoy makipurim, fakert. So the Gemara held als faker that we should be batuach, that the Kohen Gadol will be toyer Yom HaKippurim, faker, so he should bring his wife with him, and he should be permitted to be mishamish with her, so he should be, she should be toyer Yom HaKippurim. So Tosfos says, Tafila doesn't have Kedushas HaZore, but a Balkeri is also, it's Machna Leviyah. Ela yesh leforish mi beisoi loma pirish avol ala meimer shi yafrishu le mechila achas barabayis tamrinim beperkeit zetzoylem the mechila is loinis kacho. They were underground tunnels in harabayis which did not even have kedushas abayis. So the kasha was, why are you mafrishim lelishkes parhedrin? Be mafreshim to the lishkais which were baharabayis, and to the mechilas which were on the harabayis, the mechilas lo niskachu, and there will be muta betash mishamit. That's how Tosfos learns. Let us just see the top of the beginning of the Tosfos Yeshonim. Mi beisai lama pirish, they bring down hari halavon, B'shem Rabbeinu Shloime, not like Arash. Mi beisai lama pirish, yelech le beisai achar tomid shel bein ha'albay. That means that the kasha was, not the way Rashi says over here, let him bring his wife into the lishkas parheder. Chas v'sholem, that's harabayis, this kedushas harabayis, so that's no eitzet. No, the kasha is, the Mishnah says, mafrishin koyin godul, mi beisai. That means that not only do you bring him to Lishkas Parhedrin, but he's porush mi ishtoi. is lama pirish, why is he polish me ishtoi? Yelech lebeisai, he could be the whole day, all the 7 days, he could be in the lishkas pachedrim, aba achel tomit shobeina abayim, v'yishamish mitosai, v'yitvayu sho'achas koidim shkiyas achamet, v'yarev shimshoi, v'yanuach belishka. So that's Pshat and the Gemara's kasha. He says, Fakert, now we want to be Mishana the Mokim. Fakert, because others learn out that, what's the kasha, the way Taisva says? Taisva says that he should be mafrish to a mechila tachas arabais. If we learn out from the Miluyim, there was a chiyav afroshe to machna leviyah al kaponim. It wasn't stamazi, it was ne'el moyit. It wasn't stamazi adin afroshe. So here they have kedushas machna leviyah. So what's the kasha? He should be poirish to a mechila tachas arabais, which doesn't have kedushas machna leviyah. Now Taisva says, Fakert, he zicha should be poirish le machna leviyah. And he'll be there the whole day, but he should be permitted after they were makir of the tomit shall be na bayim to go home. They be mishamish mitosai, and the yitve shahachas koydim shkiyasachame the yarev shimshay the yanuach belishke. Don't go back to the lishke. The arin nami arin loy hoya. This is a grais. Loi, this is the gills of the Taisus Arosh. The Adonami Arin loi hoye b'machna leviye sha'achas sha'ya mishkan mefurik. That means in the Shivas Yemei Amiluyim, so Moshe Rabbeinu was mefarik the mishkan. He was mamed the mishkan. So it took time to take it apart and to put it back together. Al kaponim, the time it was taken apart, there was no kedushas machna leviye. The Mishkan made a Machna Shechina and a Machna Leviyah, but that was when there was a Mishkan. When the Mishkan was before, there was no Machna Leviyah. Is Memelis or Al Kolchoch, even though it says in the Posik that Aaron was, the Aaron needed a Prishlos Ne'el Moed, does not mean he had to be there 24 hours. He had to be there 24 hours. That means he was there most of the time. So that's Pshat the Gemara's Kashem. So the Gemara's kasha was, and Bemison, this is the best pshat in the Gemara. Why is he perish me base? You should take go to Lishnas Parhedrin, and after the Akrovas Tomit Shabbain Abayim, he should be permitted to go back to Leishtoi. That was the Gemara's kasha. And for the Gemara, Tanya, Rabbi Yehuda Ben Seira Oimer, Shemoti motze ishtoi sofik nide. Maybe the ish will be a sofik nide. V'yovo yoleh. That means we cannot permit tashmish, because maybe she'll be a sofik nide, and he'll be a boil nide. And if he'll be a boil nide, we'll see, so then we have problems. So then we'll lose the kayin gadol. So therefore, that's why we were not matter tashmish. Frag the Gemara, Otto Bershi askinen, but if she'll be a sofik nida, the Kohen Gadol will be boyo, there's nothing to be afraid of. Elo shema yovi al ishtoi v'timotze sofik nida. He says, maybe, b'shas b'ye, he didn't know b'chlal that there's any shaila, and he'll be boyo. And after we'll find out that she was a sofik nida bishas bia. So memele, so that's why they assailed the priest that is not permitted to be mishamish im ishtoi. So that's why it says, mafrishin kain godol mi beisai, zu ishtoi. Rabbi Kevege asks Akasha, what if ishtoi is muberes? Or what if she was a Yodis and Yeshevis and the Aldam Toya? So this problem will never arise. So Lechayre should be permitted for the Kohen Gadol to be Mishamish im Ishtoi. Unless there's a Loi Pluk, says Rab Kveger is Mesupik at this, if they made a Loi Pluk. Let us see what Rashi says. Rashi says, Bereshi yaskinen sheyovoy al sofek nide. darf nicht klären wegen dieser Sache. Hallo Shema Yove al Ishtoi Vachakach Timotzei Sofik Nide. Shetimzo Dam al Asadin Shekon Choboi. That Lemaise they'll find Dam al Asadin Shekon Choboi. Vein Yodua Im Bishas Bia Hoyobo Damze. Ila Acha Bia Uboyel. They won't know. If this dam came later, this dam was Bishas Bia. Boyel needed Tomei Shivis Yomim. Biyosalovi b'migdash b'yayim ha-kippurim. And l'maisla biyosalovi b'migdash b'yayim ha-kippurim will lose the Kohen Gadol. So the Gemara, Amru Rabbonon kami d'Rav Chisda, so the Rabbonon said, kami d'Rav Chisda keman k'Rabbi Kiva. Da'omar nide metame es boyalom. Di Rabbonon ha'omri ein nide metame es boyalom. We'll see Rashi soon at the Gemara's kashas. Everyone holds that a nide is metame es boyalom. But we'll see that we're speaking about a sofik that we have to clear maybe she was a nide b'shas the be'ile. We'll see when the sofik was noila. So then there's a machlokes Rabbi Kiva and the Chachamim. Rabbi Kiva holds, we'll say, afilu in teichmesh less, just like if she was pirsa, if she was roya nida dam, so we're chayish, that we're metamahol mafreya, the mesles, so just like we're metamahol, metamah boyalo also. The Chachamim hold, we're not metamah boyalo. Abulu Rav Chisda, afilu taimu rabbonon, atka loy pligi rabbonon loy de Rabbi Kiva, elo ba'achar achar, after achar. Abu b'chad achar, moidele. Let us see Rashi. Keman, ki Rabbi Kiva da'oma haroye dam metame es boyalo lemafreya kol me'isleis. It comes out, our Mishnah is going according to Rabbi Kiva. That holds a roye dam metames boyel ala mafreya kol meis leis. We're chayish already a meis leis retroactively. A meis leis la mafreya. We're chayish. Maybe she was tummy already. Kishem she gozru she metamo taris meis leis la mafreya. Just like they were goyzel that if she sees dam. So whatever she touched in the previous meis leis, we're metame, misofik. So who adin, we're metame, boyalo, misofik, if she was nivul, toich meis leis. And that is a machloikis, Rabbi Kiva and the Chachamim. Upluktayu, this machloikis of Rabbi Kiva and the Chachamim, b'meseches nida beper kol ayat. V'hoch isna, derech b'nois Yisrael, Misham shois b'shnei edim, echad loy ve echad lo. That say the isha had an eid to be baidik herself, and he had an eid to be baidik himself also. Nimtza al shaloi. If after tashmish he was mikaneyach and he saw dam, tmeim shneim kol shive. So then both are tomei. The vadai hoyo dam b'shas biye, so mistoma the dam was b'shas biye, shein derech ish lotzeis mimenu dam. So memele, so if he's mekaneach with his aid and he sees dam, v'ziche toile that there was dam b'shas biye, that's the source of the dam, memele is a boy on either, so he's tomei shiva. Nimtzo al shelo, but when she was mekaneach, she saw dam, Oisiyoin, what does Oisiyoin mean? Vuhu loshen miyad, beloshen yevoni. Means right away, right after the tashmi, she was mekaneach. Shekoncho, she was mekaneach befrishas yitzias hashamish miyad. Right away, right after the prisha, she was mekaneach. Tmeyim vadai. So both of them are vadai tomei. Because right after the bia she was mekanech and we see there was dam, so that means there was dam b'shas tashmish. Nimtza al shelo la'achar zman. What if she was not boidik right away? she was boidek la'achazman. Kloima. Shehirchika bedike. She was marchik the bedike. Wasn't oisiyoim. Tmeim misafik. So then both are, then it's not, both are not vadai tomei, both are tomei misafik. The ezel achazman. What is this time element that's called achazman? Kidei, the time it takes, sheteiret, min hamita, vetodiach, esponeo, shelmato. So this is a chveis, this is a 15 second time period. So mamela, in these 15 seconds, if it wasn't miyadach atashmish, it was 10 seconds afterwards, so mamela, so then, there, so, both of them are sofik tom. But what happens if she made this bedika, this kinuach? She made, let's say, after 15 seconds, 20 seconds after the tashmish she made this kinuach. Is then the din is like this. Mitamo meisleis. So she's tome meisleis. Ve'ena mitame es boyalo. But that means, if this kinuach was made 20 seconds after tashmish, so the chachomim hold that this chumre that we're metame meisleis is only legabi taris, the taris that she had touched previously in the last 24-hour period, atome midrabonon. But the boil, we will not be metame the boil. Vochi perusha. Ve'im yoiser mikan, it's after the zman. Sho'a soliv doik vacha kach botko umotso. Harei hi kishar noshim letami lemafreye tarish homeis leis. Ve'eino metame es boyalo, shle gozro tumes meis leis, linyin tumes boyalo. That is what the chachamim hold. Abikiva oimer af, mitame boyalo. So we'll see. Now let's just go back to the beginning of the Gemara so we understand now what the Gemara said. Shema yovoi al ishtoi. Maybe we're afraid. Maybe he'll be boal ishtoi. V'timtzo sofik nida. So the Gemara and the Havamin had held, when will be v'timtzo sofik nida, that she'll be boidik, let's say, she'll be boidik maybe an hour later, 2 hours later, and she'll see dam, so we'll be metama maha meislei, so come out that the Kohen Gadol will come out that the Kohen Gadol was a boil needed, and memela, so we'll lose the Kohen Gadol for the Avodah Shem HaKippurim, so memela, that's why we will mechayev him prishim me'ishtoi. Amru Rabon and Kami de Rav Chizde command Rabbi Akiva. So if you're chayish an hour later, the Omer need the metames boyalo. The I Rabonon, the Omer need the metames boyalo. So we'll see there's a Taisvus Yishonim here. The Taisvus Yishonim explains why did the Gemara jump? That the Gemara held that the whole chash is that maybe an hour later, 2 hours later, she'll be bekaneach and she'll see dam and will be tamal afrei. So that's only according to Rabbi Kiva. Because, so the Tais Yishonim explains, there were only chayish for a milse de shchiche. To make a prisha, that the Kohen Gadol should be mafrish mepoirish meishtoi, maybe miyad achar abiyah, she'll be roye dam, oisi yoim, so that the zikha shouldn't be mechayev prisha for such a chash, because this is a milsa de loy shchiche. 10 hours later, she'll see that. No, that's already a little shchiach. So memele, if you're mechayev prisha, so the Gemara held that the only way we could understand the Mishnah that they were mechayev prisha mei ishtoi. Maybe it'll come out that he was a boil needed. That's tafke. If you smetamis boilo b'meis leis la'acha that the mes leis l'mafrei. So that's already a milsa de shchicha. So we should be chayish for this. But to be chayish for a tumis oisiyoyim or to be mechayish that you'll see 15 seconds later, that's a most of the lo shchicha. So memela, if you're telling me that the whole reason the zachiyah prisha is because maybe she'll become a sofik nida, so the gemara held that's command ke Rabbi Akiva, but according to the rabbonon, a nida metame es boyolo. So what was the teretz of the gemara? Amalu Rav Chisda filu taimra rabbonon. Ad kan loy pligi rabbonon alei de Rabbi Akiva. Where's the machlokes the rabbonon Rabbi Akiva? Elo ba'acher acher. That's after the Achazman. Achazman is 15 seconds afterwards. So there, if it's after 15 seconds, the Zman sheteired minamita betadich esponel, then they hold, you're not metamez boyel olam afreya. Avol bechad achel, obo, the Zman, that's Achazman, kidei sheteired minamita betadich esponel shalmato, is Maidulei, so that means in the 15 second period after the Tashmish, they are Maide that Metames Boyalo. And that's what the Gemara's Machadish, is that they were Chayish, maybe, Einachanami, Atuma Voisioim, they weren't Chayish. That's very Loishriach. But Ariyah in Achazman, which is ready, is not mamish after the beer, it's 10 seconds later, 12 seconds later. So memele, that they were chayish, and there everyone holds its matames boyalo. Let us see Rashi. Elo ba'acher acher, sheshosa yoisa ma'achazman. Shahazman, there's three matzovim. Shahazman oisiyoim. The zman that the vadei tome is oisiyoim, that's miyat. Va'achazman is la'achar oisiyoim. V'soich kedei sheteret betadir, kedek toni. Eze achazman, v'osem toni tmeyim isofik. V'loi pligi im rabbi kive, and that is no machloikis. That everyone holds that the Tmeim Misafik, 15 seconds later, after the Biyim, there was a Kinuach, and she saw Dam, we are Chayish, maybe that she was, that the Tmeim Misafik. Uba Acher, Acher's man pligim. Kediktoni, Ba Acher kach metame, I think the Rishash is Moichik as Boyolo, Ba'achekach metamo meisles. Afterwards, after the achazman, acher achazman, avol bechad acher, b'seich achazman, da'ayne b'seich kedei sheteirit, moidu. So then the chachamim are moide, that both of them are tamei. And they were chayish, maybe there'll be a ria achazman. The Taisha Shushandi B'Masrul Avo. So let's see the second verse. Inami Chayshina L'Sofik Nida. There were only Chayish for Sofik Nida V'Achazman. Avo Vaday Nida K'goin Al Shaloi Ayal Shaloi Oisiyoim Lei Chayshina. We want Chayish that this would occur. Layina Mafrishin Oisai B'Shvil Kach. There wouldn't have been Mafrish for such a Milsed Deloi Shchicha that Mamish right after the B'yim there would be Ariyah's Dam. So that's what the Gemara says, Chadach. Zog the Gemara weit, Omar Rab Zaire, Shma Mino, Boyo Nide, Einoi Kenide, Vitoivo Bayoim. So from our Mishnah Zaraye, that a Boyo Nide, Einoi Kenide, does not have the Chaymer of a Nide, V'toivu b'yoyim. The halach is, Anide is tamei all 7 days. If she'll toivu herself the 7th day, the tvila is le'mal le'mayr. She has to toivu herself early yom ches, the night after the 7th day. So Rabbi Zeire said, but a boy will need, even though there's a din that the tumas are love, that he has all tumas need is also tummy for 7 days. But by him, it's not like that. But by him, the 7th day already, there's a din of mixes hayoim kekuloi, and he can tevel himself the 7th day. Amar Rabbi Zeire, shma mina, da raif, amar mishne, boy will need the ene kenido, the tevel beyoim. Amrit, boyol, nida, kenida. If you'll say a boyol nidis kenida, Amos tovel, when can he first tovel himself? Belelya, he can first tovel himself the night to Yom HaKippurim. Bambocha hecha vidavoyde, how can he do the avoyde? For boy harif shemesh, he needs harif shemesh. Alalav shmami, no boyol nida, ainai kenida. So, let us explain what the Gemara is speaking about, what the Shakla V'tai of the Gemara is. The Gemara understood, it says, Shivas Yomim Koidim Yom HaKippurim Mafrishin Koin Godol Mi Beisei Lelishkas Parhedron. That means, in the seven days, the Mafrish the Koin Godol Mi Beisei. So the Gemara understood that the Mishnah could mean that your mafreshim, let's say by day, could be the night before the beginning of the 7th day, he's permitted to be mishamishim ishtoi. By day we're mafreshim. Shiva shomim kaidim yom hakipurim mafreshim kain godol mi bay. So that means al koponim will make sure that we'll be mafreshim today. But the night before he's still mutar betashim. That's how the Gemara understood. So, Ibazoi, we have a big problem. Now, let us see how Rashi explains. Shmanim, midiktoni, mafrishin shiva shomim. The Mishnah says, we're mafrish the kain godo mi beise shiva shomim. Vikim no taima mishum chash tumis nite. That is the reason why we're mafrish mi beise. Is a raya boyo nide, ainai kenide. Sha'asura litvo bishvi adalailo. A nida is not permitted to table itself adalailo. But a bayil nida is not kenida. Now what? Ela tevel bishvi bayim. He's permitted to be tevel bishvi bayim. Hilkach. Therefore, loiboi prisha. He does not need prisha. Ela shiva shomet. He only needs prisha shiva shomet. The imbo al sofik nida, that means in the 7th day you have to be pirisha. But the imbo al sofik nida biyayim haprisha. What will be, let's say, the night of the beginning of the 7th day? He was bo al sofik nida biyayim haprisha. There's no problem. Moine mixes hayayim ke kulay ke nida. So the first day, that's one day. V'tayvel, and we say that a bayil nida is not kenida, he's permitted to be tayvel himself the 7th day. V'tayvel erev yom hakipurim, so he'll be permitted to tayvel erev yom hakipurim. Shehu shvi bayoim, that's the 7th day, so tayvel himself by day, because a bayil nida is not kenida. Umarev shimshoi, and then there'll be a erev shemesh, is a tvu yom. Umarev Shimshoi, so right before Yom HaKippurim, there'll be a Erev Shemesh. Benichnas Bemikdash be Yom HaKippurim, and maybe we'll be able to do avoid the Yom HaKippurim. I said, the Gemara understood that your Mafri in the Shivas Yomim, not that he has to be Mufrish before the Shivas Yomim. Your Mafri Shemei Beisa in the Shivas Yomim, but Al Koponim, there's a Zman in the Shivas Yomim that Tashmish is Mutav. So then we can only understand the mission if a bayil nida is not kenida, and he's permitted to tovel himself erev Yom HaKippurim. The is al kedaitach bayil nida kenida. But if you'll say that a bayil nida has all the chumras of a nida, emes tovel zei bayil nida b'yayim b'rishosoi. So when can he first tovel himself b'layla b'yayim HaKippurim? So he has to wait 7 complete days, and so that comes out, Shiva Shem Kedu Kippurim Afrishin Kedu Godol Mi Beisei. So when the 7th days ends, so it's the first table himself, Ilel Yom HaKippurim. is Lamacha Eichi Ovid Avoida. So how's he permitted to do the Avoida Yom Kippur? He's a Tvul Yom. There was no Erev Shemesh. The Tvila was Balayim. So the Gemara brought a raya, Omer Rabbi Zeresh, Mami no boyo nide, eina ki nide. That's the raya from our Mishnah. Rav Simi ben Erdo, Omer, afilo taima boyo nide ki nide. I feel you'll say that a boyo nide is ki nide. The mefarshin leisha achas amuch l'shkiya sachamo. We're not mafreshim the seventh day. We're mafreshim already an hour before shkiya sachamo of the seventh day. So be'etzim already it's more than 7 days. But since it's only as man kotzer, that means so the whole seven day period is parish meishtoi. So memele so afilu he was. Afilu, he was Mishamish Mikosoi the day before, so then he still has 7 complete days, and he can be Tevil himself, Oil Erev Yom Kippur. Let us see what Rashi says. Rashi says, Somuch Lishkiya Sachamo, Shmoina Yom Lifne Yom Kippur. We're mafreshim eishtoi 8 days before Yom Kippur. V'hai de korile Shiva, he didn't want to say that it's 8 days before because it's really 7 days plus an hour. But then we have already 7 complete days before Erev Yom Kippur. V'tovol er shall Erev Yom Kippur. Then he can table himself the night to Erev Yom Kippur. So then there'll be Erev Shemesh, Erev Yom Kippur. So we have here now a machloikis, Rav Zeire and Rav Shimi. If a boil nide is lav kenide, that's what Rav Zeire held, and the tvile is bayoim, or Rav Shimi held that a boil nide is kenide, the tvila is balayla, and therefore we have to say pshat in the Mishnah that we're mafreshim sha'achas toidem ishkiya sacham. Meisvei, we learned in Abaraise, kol chayvei tvilois tviloson bayoim. Ul chayvei tvilois tviloson bayoim. Nide v'yoyle des tviloson balayla. So Vaistais Klol, like Abzeira, Nide in, Boyo Nide Loi. And for the Gemara, no, Nide V'chol Da'oso Miribuyo. That whatever is Nisrabe from Tumas Nide, that's a Boyo Nide, that goes into the category of Nide. Let us see Rashi, Nide Kol Chai V'Tvilo Is Tvilosen Bayoi, Kedi Yalef Meseches Megilo, Mevechitoi Bayoi Mashvi. Berochatz b'mayim, so b'ayis tochoyis, that's what someone talking about a tomei meis, so the rochatz b'mayim b'yei mashvi. Nida v'yeled, this tvilosan b'layla, nida d'chsiv shiva shomim tehei b'nidoso kol shivom. So 7 days she has to miss nida, so she can't evil himself. Yeledes, shtetach kimei nidas dvoiso titmo, that Yeledes has to miss nidim. So the mother said, no, nidim, we're marbe, boyo nidim also. Meisvei, fekte gemora nandere kashe, it says, balkeri, kimaga sheretz. A balkeri is similar to an egeya b'sheretz. Boyol nide ketome meis. A boyol nide is like a tome meis. So the Gemara held in the Habamina, my love litvilem. So that means, so what's a litvile? So just like an egeya b'sheretz is toivel ba'is ayoyim. And the Zabalkeri is also toivel ba'is ayoyim. Just like a tome meis is toivel ba'yoyim ashvi. So boyol nid is also toivel b'yoyim ashvi. So me meile, zahayita rabzeire, my love litvile. And the Gemara, loy litum osan. No, he's not talking about tvile. Tvile tak is, balaylo, but he's just saying that this man of the tume is the same. Tumis balkeri is dafke tumis erev, it's only one day. Tumis bayonide is 7 days. A balkeri is a rishin letume, a bayonide is an avatume, but he's not speaking about when you make tvile. Frag de gemore tum osom behed yiksivu. That you don't need a baraisa to tell me that a bayonide is tome 7 days. It's enough in the posik. Hai tumes shiviksivu, vai tumes shiviksivu. Sai by a tome meis, and sai by a boil nide, it says that a tome shivas yomim. So me meile, so what is the barais after? That a boil nide is like a tome meis. This psukim, first of all, one isn't better than the other. This psukim by both. Elo lav letvilos, so we have to say fakert. The barais is coming to tell us a chiddush, when it doesn't say beferi. That lagabi tvile a boyonide is like a tomei meis, and it could be tovel by yoy. No, loilam litumosam. Really, it's coming to tell us litumosam. Ah, you asked the kasha. Yes, the kasha. It says befeirish. You don't need a barais for this. Seif it's trichalei. Elo shechomo mimeno boyonide shemetame mishkav o moishav betumekala letame oichlon o mashkin. That even though in this man both are the same, both are tome shiva shomim, but there's a choymer that boyonide is over a tome meis, that a boyonide is metame mishkav o moishav betumekala letame oichlon o mashkin. That means the Mishkav and Moishav of a Tomei Meis is, if he wasn't Negeya, and the Mishkav and Moishav, it's not Matamei at all. Masha Einkein, the Mishkav and Moishav of a Boyo Nide is a din of a Rishin Letumetz Matama Oichlo Namashkin. Let us see Rashi. Valkeri kemaga sheretz litvil biyoyim tumas oikon amrine bepeik eilu dvom bepsochem. Uboyil nide ketomi meis litvil biyoyim shvi amad alma toivu bayoyim. So the Gemara says, loy litum osam valkeri kemaga sheretz otumas erev. Verishin litume boyil nide tume shive v'ova tume ketomi meis. Frag de Gemore, if it's utomosum, hai tume shivik sibut, sihi nidosa olov, vitome shivas yomim. Bisfas emes asks a haore, he says, Rashi brought down before, how do you know that a nide could not be toivu, the seventh day? Because it says, Tchsiv shivas yomim tehei benidosa. That 7 days tehei benidosa kol shive. So if it's benidosa, so tvila won't help. So he asks, so why is he, when it says in this pasuk, is he nidosa olo vitamei shivas yomim, so why don't I learn that from this pasuk also that he's tamei 7 days? And tvila won't help. What is v'tomei shivas yomim worse than usehi shivas yomim tehei benidosa? That from this we learn out that tvila doesn't help. Shemetamei mishkav u'moishav afilu eser matzois zu al gavzu v'tomei meile is metamei. He didn't touch the bottom matzah. V'tomei meis ain't a metame elamagoi. He's only metame that what he touched. And by a boyonide letame oichlin umashkin. That he makes a mishkav umoisho, which is a rishon letume, that's metame oichlin umashkin. V'loi letame odom v'keilim. is not metame odom vekeilim, kishal kol oise mishkov umoishav, kigoin zov, vizovo, venido metzaira, shetumoson avatume, the tume of them mishkov umoishav is an avatume. They make an avatume, letame odom vekeilim, avul boyo nide, ksiv bo, ksivei kolam mishkav, ashe yishkav olov yitmo. Here it says a special din about his mishkov. Nitkoi akosov mituma chamure de mishkov nida atzma shemetame odom kedersi vachol hanoigeya be mishkov vehevia letume kala letama ichlun the mashkev. The iletume chamure, if his mishkov is also metame tume chamure, lishte krominei. So why do you need the posik? Why do you need a special pasuk about his mishkov? The mishkov tomei the mishkovoi tomei ke mishkov nida the haksiv osehi nidasa olav. So if it wouldn't have said anything, it says osehi nidasa olav. So I could figure out by myself that osehi nidasa olav, that he'll be betame mishkov letame other vekeilim. So since the Torah was mefaret that his mishkov, since the Torah was mefaret that his mishkov is tomei, so by Stoyse is a different din tume than the tume of an ide, and memel it's only metame oichlo no mashke. Toshma, the Gemara brings another barais. The Tony Rabchie Hazov Vahazovo Vamitsoire Vamitsoiras Uboyonide Vetome Meis Tviloson Bayoim. The Tvilos Bayoim Anofne Beraise Nide Vieledes Tviloson Balailo Tyufte. So this is a Tyufte that Rav Shimi, we should claw that a Boyonide is Tvilosoi Bayoim. Now let us first see the second and third Taisvus. And we'll have time, we'll go back to the first Taisvus. Elo shechomo mimenu boyonide. Taimoli, says, is the Baraisa is telling us that in Tume, all the Tume Negeya b'meis has, boyonide also has. No, what? If shechomo mimenu boyo nide, from a tomei meis. Taimoli, the tomei meis nami chomo mi boyo nide. There's a chumre in tume, what a tomei meis says, what a boyo nide doesn't have. Number one, sheton hazo gimel vizayim. That means he needs hazo for mechatos. And number two, umetame klimatris vasoisam ova tume ki yoitse boy. A tomei meis is this adin cherev areil kecholo, that just like the halacha is that if a meis touches a klimatches, so the klim, or that's the other way, a klimatches touches a meis, al kaponim, so it becomes an avi avois atume. Hu adin, if a tomei meis touches a klimatches, it becomes an avatume. Kedisnan bereish mesechtes oyholim, oyholois. This is a grais. The Rishash makes a grais in Taisvus. Dalet tmeim bemeis. There are four tumes bemeis. Kalim bemeis. A keli touched a meis. So this keli becomes an avia vaisatume. The odom bekalim. There means if the Odom, the Taisa does not bring down the Lashon of the Mishnah correctly, but there it says that if an Odom touches the Keli, and then he'll touch another Keli, he'll become an Avatum. Al-Koponim, so the Keli will become an Avatum. So we see that there's a Chaymer that a Tomei May says over a Boyo Nide. First of all, he'll touch a Kli Matris, he'll become an Avatum, and he also needs Hazor Shlish Yishvi. Bishemo b'seifa de braisa choshev nami lahani chumri de tomei meis mi boyonide. Maybe Taka says, we the more brought down the Baraisa. The Baraisa, we don't have the whole Baraisa. Maybe the Baraisa says that Shove Betumason, but in one thing, we'll need this more chomer than a Tomei Mason one, and maybe it says later, Taka, than another thing, a Tomei Mason is more chomer than a Boyal Nid. Shemetamei Mishkov Umoyshov Betumekal. So the Gemara said, or the Braise said, is this, that is a chayma that a boil need the hairs over a tomei mei, shemetamei mishkov o moishov betumekale. So what did Rashi say over here? Rashi said that this is a unique tumas mishkov o moishov. All to call o is a mishkov o moishov. And Rashi went down the list, as always over the need the mitzoyrem. So memele, they're all an avatume, all of them are an avatume. Asha enke na boil nide, his mishka va moishe was only a rishon l'tum. Kan choza boi rashi, mima she pirish peperik elu dvorim bepsoch. Aho de kom arosom, there's a gemorim psochim in elu dvorim that says as follows. Adarabe, zov chomo me mitzoyre, Azov is more chomer than a metzayre. Shekain oise mishkav u'moishev. Azov is more chomer than a metzayre. It makes mishkav u'moishev. Mashme vaystachoyz. The metzayre ain't a oise mishkav u'moishev. Vaystachoyz. A metzayre does not make mishkav u'moishev. Azay vaystachoyz. Vehikshe. So there's a Gemara that says a Metzayra does not make Tumas Mishka V'moish. V'hikshe Osarashi asks, Mide Omar B'Toyr Es Koyenim V'gilach Es Kol Sa'oroi Prat Lebeis Hastorim. Now, there's two Zmanim when a Metzayra is Megaleach. As soon as it's nirpa tzaras mina tzarua, so there's the seidah of shtei tziporim chayos, then it says v'gilach es kol sa'aroi, the lady waits 7 days, and there's another taglachas afterwards, after the 7 days. Now, by the first v'gilach, the posik is not explicit what kol sa'aroi includes. By the second time that speaks about the taglachas of a mitzayre, there's a klal prat a klal. It's tafke kol mokim sheyesh baikinei seyer, and it's megula lafuki sar beis astorim. So now let's go to the Teiros Kainim. So the Teiros Kainim says v'gilach es kol sa'oroi prat lebeis astorim. That by the first taglachas. He also doesn't have to be Megaleach Kol Sa'aroi, chutz from the Beis Hastorim. So the Teiros Kainim says, how do you know this? V'dinu, I'll learn out. Nema taglachas b'mei sforei. After the 7 days he had counted, it says nochem ol taglachas. V'nema taglachas b'mei gemorei. And it says here taglachas. Is ma taglachas amure b'mei sforei prat lebeis hastorim. Later it says floor. We might this the base astorim after glachas amure b'mei gemorei prat lebeis astorim. Period. So we learn out y'mei gemorei from y'mei sforei. Umakshe frek the teres koyanim. How could you learn out im heikal b'mei sforei? If there the teres was meikal, the teres says you don't have to be mikaleach. There the Teshu don't have to be Meleach only, you don't have to be Sabeis Astorim. So there this Kula, Sheine Metama Mishka V'Moishev, there it's not Metama Mishka V'Moishev, V'Eine Metama Bebiye, if he's Bo Aloyel, he's also not Metama. So there the Teshu was Meikel also, he doesn't have to be Meleach Kol Sarai. Sabeis Astorim doesn't have to be Meleach. Neikal B'mei Gemorai, Shemetama Mishka V'moishov. V'tiritz Rashi. So on this, that kasha the Teiros Kainim asks. So the Teiros Kainim asks, how can you learn out Yimei Gemorai from Yimei Sfor? Fine. That's a good kash. Hanoigei alonu, now we're bekiyim in Teres Kainim, but the Teres Kainim says klo, that bimei gimoroi, he's metame mishka v'moishev, as I stay tachto. So now, so Rashi in Psochim, there the Gemara said that a zov is more chomor than a metzoire. A metzoire is not metame mishka v'moishev. So Rashi asked the Kash, we don't have the whole Arichas in Rashi in Psochem, but Kaponim Tosfos had this Arichas, that Rashi brought down the Torah's Koyanim in Mesechtas Psochem, and Rashi asked, how could the Gemara say that Metzor is not Metama Mishka V'Moshim, the Torah's Koyanim says that Metzor is Metama Mishka V'Moshim. V'tiritz Rashi, v'gam Rabbeinu Tam, da'hi da'elu dvorim, the zov is a mishka v'moishe v'loy metzoyr. Ani l'tami odom ebgodim. That means a zov makes a mishka v'moishe l'tami odom ebgodim. V'hi de teres koinim. Now the teres koinim says that a metzoyr makes mishka v'moishe mayri l'tum mekala l'tami oichle l'mashke. And how do we know that a mitzayre is metame to mekale, the osi bekalvo choymer, ke de ise bereish perik dam nida. Now how we get this tumes mishka v'moishev, that's metame to mekale, not to machamur, we learn this from a kalvo choymer. What is the kalvo choymer? Umazov sheine metame bebiyo ise mishka v'moishev. Even hamenugas and mitzayrish and metame bebi and edin sheyas and mishka v'moishov. So memeila we have a kal v'chaima that a mitzayrish and metame mishka v'moishov. Umimiyuta, but we have a miyut also. The hazov, hazov is metame and not a mitzayre. Li even hamenugas m'mayit hosom. So we have a stira. We have a kal v'chaima that tells us. Amadach azov, that's not metame bebi, is metame mishka b'moishev, avad the givis ha-metzoyer, it's metame bebi, zich metame mishka b'moishev. I have a meat of hazov, so the meat tells me, it's not metame to mechamur, it's metame to mekal. Is memiyuta da hazov, le'evnam negas, memayit hosam, mitume chamur, v'memayit evim negas, mitume chamur, v'osanami, demayit metzoyer gufa, mi'akro, mitume chamur. Period. So this is Rashi and Psochim that told us that the Emes and the Zateres Koyanim that says that a Betzoyer is Metame Mishka V'Moshe. Now what the Gemara says in Psochim that a Zov is more Chomor than Betzoyer. So speaking back, because a Zov is Metame to Mechamure, and Betzoyer is only Metame to Mekala. And Rashi says the whole Omdus, how do you know to Mekala? Kal B'Chayma and B'Chamiyut. The Kan Perish Rashi, so this whole place is going out from one word that Rashi said. Sha'oise Mishkov u'moishav l'tamei oichlo no mashkin, aboyer nide, v'loi kishar Mishkov u'moishav, sha'oise l'tamei odom v'keilim, kegoin hazov ha'metzoire. So Rashi, when Rashi was elaborating over here, so Rashi said, all other tmeim, make a mishka v'moishe v'tumme chamure, so Rashi threw in Metzayra also. So Rashi says himself to Rashi in Psochem. Rashi in Psochem had said, Kloda la Metzayra is only metam v'tumme kale. It wasn't necessary for Rashi to say this. But upon him, Rashi said it over here, that a Metzayra is metam v'tumme chamure. So Rashi says himself to Rashi in Psochem. Period. Astir in Rashi. V'harav Moshe mipuntai ze pirish, ke Moshe pirish Rashi beka. He said also like Rashi. Amitzoyre is take metamem mishkev u'moshe v'tu mechamura. Ahi de eilu dvorim. Ay, in eilu dvorim it says that a mitzoyre is not metamem mishkev u'moshe. Buki lo be mitzayre be mei seforoi. Fakir, that Gemara is not speaking about a mitzayre be mei gemoroi. He's speaking about a mitzayre be mei seforoi. Uche de mashme be teres koyanim. The teres koyanim gufi said that. That was the whole kash of the teres koyanim. How could you learn out mei gemoroi from mei seforoi? Mali mei seforoi is amatama mishke ve moishe. Mei gemoroi is amatama mishke ve moishe. Aval kapone mitzayre be mei seforoi is not amatama mishke ve moishe. So the Gemara in Psochem is speaking about a Metzayre b'mei Sforei. And that the Gemara says, it's kringer than Azov. ואוי דריכו בי הטייסס בי לודבור, וכאן לא ישייך. Finished. ולי הוקשה. Now, one of the Balotaisvis over here has a kasha. מה שפירשו הטייסס, the מצוירה, that's when they bring down the Taisvis in the Numa from the Maram Rutenberg. So very good. The Li Hukshe, Amashe Pirshu HaTaisvis, the Mitzayre Ve'Evin HaMnegas, also Bekalboch Oimer Mizov Letu Mekalot. Forget about the Stirim. That they said that a Mitzayre, how do you know a Mitzayre is Metame Mishka V'Moshe? It's a Kalboch Oimer from Zot. Heiche also, how could you learn out a kalvochayma from Zof, a ikal and mifrech, malizol, sha'oysa mishkav umoyshav letumah chamura? How could you say that a metzoyre is more chomel than a Zof? Because a metzoyre is metame bebiye. Zov is more chomel than a metzayir because the Zov is metama mishkav moishav atum mechamure. So there is zikha achayma that a Zov has over a metzayir. Taima bahani. Yeah. Umi uholai kosher. Dika lemeima boil nide yoichiyach. What do you tell me? Ma le Zov shke metama tum mechamure. That's why it's metama mishkav moishav. But Zaira, that won't be metame tumachamura, it's not metame mishka v'moishev. Say, boyo nidi yechich, it's metame mishka v'moishev, and it's also metame tumachala. Miyakal, malatadashova, shebem, shemetame klicheres behesed. We can still have a different peer. If you're learning out, amata from Zov and boyo nidi, both of them have a chayma that a metzayir doesn't have. That both of them are metame a klicheres behesed. Ba'av boyel nid the metame klicheres behesed. Let's just explain for 1 minute what this godless of hesed is. The klal is that klicheres is only mekabel tume mitoyche, not migaboy. Afal pikein this a chayma of a zov and a boyel nid if they were mesed the klicheres, they moved the klicheres. Even though they did not touch the inside of the klicheres, they just moved the klicheres. It's not a maga, it's a moving. So the metame the cheres. So memele, so Philip, you'll say that we're learning out mishkov umoyshov of metzayre from a matzav of boyonide and zov. I have a pilche. Malabai need is of the matamed klicheres behesed. Daf boil need the matamed klicheres behesed, maish mechir shamri, bedamapek bnaiskusim, mahi metamek, mahi metamek klicheres, just like a need is metamek klicheres, afu metamek klicheres. Umidinoka klicheres, what, shayin metamem begabe, shmamino behesed koma. So me mele, so now we have a problem. That means Rashi and the Rabbeinu Tam, besides the stir and the two sugyas, but Rashi said it. But upon him, Rashi and Rabbeinu Tam said in Psochim that a mitzayre is metame mishka v'moishev atum mekala, and the mekayr was a kal v'chayma from Zov. So Taisa says you don't have a kal v'chayma of Zov because you have a pircha mal of Zov that's metame atum mechamure. You can't say bayonid yechir mal of bayonid of Zov shekain metamen. If you want to learn out a tume kale of by a mitzayir a mishka v'moishav, the makir is a different makir. Nearly the tume chamure nimatay mehazov. The fact that should we learn the mamayit hazov is a miyud. The tume kale metame behekeshe. There's a hekish mitzayir tazov. The vazov is zayve lezochen al keive. The arshin bepek v'nei skusim. Lizochel, the rabbis mitzayir lemayonoisa, veiskish, and mamela, lizoch is going on, a mitzayir, veiskish mitzayir, lizov gomo. So there's a hekish of mitzayir to zov. I mean, hadin, so alts is hekish, havalon lemayma, veiskish lizov, afilotum achamure, that afilotum achamure, ela the osa miyute, the vazov, meyate, venuki miyute, we have a hekish, and we have a miyut. ונוקי מיוטה לתומך המורה, וקשר לתומך הלם.